The Carter Coal Company and the dealers of Alder Coal present The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
Advertising of retail stores today and see for sale such long scarce items as thermostats and coal stokers. It's especially good if you've been able to get a supply of that good Alder coal, because in a good hand-fired furnace, it responds especially well to the regulation of a thermostat. And burned in a coal stoker, you get all the benefits and advantages of Alder coal plus automatic heat. Now is the time to start getting ready for cold weather. Try to get some of this new equipment. Call your friend, the Alger dealer, about the coming winter's coal supply. Ask for this good coal by name, spelled O-L-G-A. Ask again if he's out of it, because there's no fuel quite like coal, and no coal quite like Alger. Now, the Hermit.
What did he say?
That he's got some kind of ailment that's going around.
Going around, huh?
Well, I reckon. Now, it's nothing to get excited about.
Nothing to get excited about? You can talk. It's me that's got it. Running up with fever 1 minute and freezing the next. I'm getting along. I can't stand to have no illness like this.
Getting all that at that point couldn't help you, huh?
What's the dog say to do?
To take these pills you left and stay in bed till the fever breaks.
Where are the pills?
Right here in my hand.
Well, give them to me.
Can you take them without water?
Sure. Time to waste going downstairs for water.
Can I lay back and see if you can sleep?
Sleep? I can't sleep.
Well, you can try, Alan.
Nothing happened to me, you hear? I can't, nothing happened. All these years of virgin slaving for the farm to make it pay. All the years of saving. I can't die. I can't die and leave it. You. I want the strong box.
Yes.
Right away, I want it.
Stay covered up, aren't you?
I'm going to die. I can't die. Not and leave it all. Ain't nobody work for it but me. It's mine. All mine. The farm, the money, all mine. And I ain't going to leave it. Theo! Theo!
Oh, I'm coming as fast as I can.
My keys are on the chain in my pants pocket.
Here you are. You ought to stay covered up.
Oh, quit nagging, Theo. Just like your ma was, always nagging. What's that? Someone came in below stairs.
Elton, I suspect. Probably heard you was in.
Glad you can keep him out of here. I don't want that worthless son of mine in this room.
Don't worry, Pa. As soon as Elton finds out you got something pressing, he'll be a mile away from this room.
Well, you can tell him this for me. I ain't gonna die. You don't need to push like a vulture below the stairs waiting for the end. There ain't gonna be none. You can go now, Theo. Ain't no use in your staring at this money. It's mine. And I'm gonna hang on to it for a long time to come.
I wasn't even looking at
it. Get going at your work in the house. When I call next time, don't take so long to come upstairs.
Thank you.
reckoned it was you, Andy.
Yeah? What's wrong with her?
Who told you it was sick?
I saw Doc Watson.
Did he tell you?
Well, if he had, I wouldn't be asking. He said he was cooked down and that he'd been out here to see
him. Well, he's got something that's complete. They don't know for sure what it is, but a lot of folks over in White Bluff have died of it.
Yeah? You don't say.
Something, Solomon. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ah, Patty. Don't say the sweet sister Pius back with me. Oh, you wish you had the dirt as much as me.
Ain't true.
Have you got it back?
Doc said he knew it'd be good. Got a weak heart, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you reckon I ought to go up and sit with
him, sir? Is he afraid, don't you?
Yeah, sorry, I never saw him. What's he doing out there to keep himself company?
He might know. He's counting his money.
He's a strong box down here. Bill, what do you reckon he's got in that box?
I wouldn't wish I know. Once I heard him say something about $10,000.
Hmm. Yeah, it's going to be bad. A farm like this, well stocked, built in good shape, finest in farm implements, $10,000. Maybe more. Sure, it ain't going to be too bad. If you're getting too good there, Bill.
You stop that stuff.
I'll be getting back to town. Wouldn't do for sure if it come down with something fatal. Things get worse, you can call me at Sam's place, huh? Most likely be there bringing cars.
Sure you will.
But, don't call me unless things are worse now, you understand?
I understand, all right.
I'll just leave my dear sister to carry on. Oh, this reminds me. I never made any will, did you?
Not that I know of. He never expects to die.
Well, don't go putting any ideas in his mind, Mr. Lindsay. If there's any dirty work at the crossroads, I must not be too kind about finding a place for my sweet pious sister to live once this place is mine. Well, bye now. Take care, but not too good there. That's all.
Since Ma died. Since I was 10, no time to play, no time to dream. Just to work and listen to Pa growl about expense and Elton being shiftless and all the time hoarding more money and counting it over. Money? I don't want money. That's a pretty dress. I want a time to dream. To walk these moors when the moon is calling. Or when the wind sings like the sea. To climb those blue hills yonder. Maybe twine some wild roses in my hair. I ain't got nothing but wishes for beauty. There ain't no beauty here. There ain't none at all.
Theo!
I'm calling you! Theo! Elton, is that you? It's Paul. He's took worse. Awful bad. Get Doc and come. He's yelling and calling for Doc and he don't answer to his office. Get him quick and come. He's coming soon, you tell me.
Where's Elton?
In the outside the door, here in the hall. Ain't no use for him to come in and catch the fever.
Yes, you want me, Pa.
No, I don't want you. Put away the better. Oh, I don't believe he went for Doc.
Yes, Pa, he did.
I don't believe it. He wants me to die. He wants what I got, but he won't get it. Oh, nobody is. No, he can't take my life or money from me.
Like that, Pa.
I ain't going to die, Theo. I ain't gonna die.
Of course you ain't.
I ain't gonna gasp like your ma did and then go out.
No, Pa.
You know something? You can't kill me. Nothing can kill me and take my farm and money. Because I'm gonna have it always. Don't be fooled if I stop my breathing, because I'll come back.
come back to this very room. Nobody to touch my money. I'll come back. You hear that, Elton?
Yes, I hear.
Never touch the stone box, because it's mine. Money's all mine. I'll never let it go. I'll never let it go. I'll be here in this room with Garvey and watching it.
Bill, what's up?
Dad better come quick. Call again, Elton.
Sure. Sure, I'll call.
My boss! My money!
It's right beside you.
The key. The key is my boss.
Here, Paul.
Lock it. Lock it tight.
It's locked, Paul. Lock tight.
The key. Put it in my hand. My hand.
Yes.
So dark. Can't see.
You've got the key in your hand.
Never take it away. Leave it. I'll be back. Be back. It's mine. All mine.
Elton, ain't no use to get Doc. He's dead. Paul's dead.
I was looking for you, Steele. Where you been?
Down in the parlor.
Doing what?
Fixing Paul off a little bit.
You mean you've been touching a dead man in his coffin?
Yes.
How could you do it?
Paul, isn't
you should stay away from him. It's catching what he had.
What good now to stay away when I've been caring for him?
There ain't going
to
be any funeral.
They're going to put Paul's coffin in front of the big parlor window. Hold a little service outdoors for the neighbors. Then the men are going to cover their faces and come in and carry him to the hearse.
When?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh. What you looking so white about?
Oh. In your mood just now.
Well, why?
This lot is sort of moved when I straightened his tie.
Stop this talk. He's dead in a doornail. Oh, which reminds me. What'd you do with the throne box?
Put it back right below.
And the key, where is it?
I hid it.
Get it for me.
I can't. You heard what the judge from White Bluff said. Ain't nothing to be touched till the probate court has a list of everything.
You tell him about the strong box?
No.
You ain't gonna know nothing about it. Because it's mine, see? I'm the oldest living relative in this family, and the money is mine.
No, Elton. There's expenses to be paid for the funeral and all.
Get me the key.
No. Let go of my arm.
I want the key, and I want it now.
Stop, Elton. You're hurting me.
Will you get me the key? I'm gonna sit in Pa's room and count the money like he always did. I'm master of this house now. Now you get the key, or I'll really choke you.
All right.
More like it. Go get it now. Maybe if you're a real good sister, I'll give you something out of the box for your trouble.
I don't want none of it.
Well, I do. After the farm is sold and I get all the money together, I'm getting away from here forever.
You can't sell the farm. I've no place to live. Besides, I got a share coming. We share and share alike.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll see, Sister Pius. You just act like a lady and we'll see. I'm the man of the house now. You play the game, I might throw a little something your way. Now, you get me the key to the strong box. Watching me count the money.
No, Elton. If Pod stood there, I'd have seen him too. Paul lies downstairs in his coffin. Paul's dead.
You are. Then I saw him as plain as I see you. Oh,
come on, Elton. Get your bed. You're tucked down just like Paul was.
No. Look, You said yourself this morning that Pa moved from his coffin.
I only thought it happened. What time do you think I get home to you when you look at it? Come on, Elton. Get to your room, let me cover you up to it. It's hurting.
I gotta be sure he's dead and in his coffin.
Well,
you gotta go down to the parlor with me and make certain.
You've got to listen to me, Elton. I'm afraid we're both took just like Pa. I can feel his guilt, too.
You gotta be sure. You gotta go down and look at him, Phil.
All right, Phil. We'll go down.
Is it true that old man Dominic really walked the house in 1795? And if he's not really dead, what will the two discover when they go to the parlor and look at the business? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
When the children in the Alder Cole communities of West Virginia returned to their schools this fall, they resumed the study of history. We too, like those children in West Virginia, should resume our study of history. How much of what we once knew have we forgotten? Have we forgotten the words of the famous Virginian Patrick Henry? I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. One of the things we can learn from the history of the past is that many men who have been entrusted with public power have abused it. Free men always try, therefore, to prevent their government officials from becoming tyrants. The people in the United States tried to prevent the officials of the federal government from engaging in tyrannical acts by writing into the Constitution of the United States definite limitations on the powers of the government itself. The people knew, for example, that in the past, when governmental power passed into the hands of a tyrant, he would spy upon the people, invade the privacy of their homes or offices, pry into their personal papers and effects, seize their property, and imprison them without just cause. To guard against such tyrannical acts and to protect their personal freedom, the people in the United States provided in their Constitution that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The men and women in the Republic of the United States and the Dominion of Canada, where that good Alder Cole is sold, will retain the personal freedom they rightfully possess only so long as they are ready and willing to defend it against any influence which would curb or do away with it. And now, back to the hermit.
It is a few minutes later. Elton and Theo creep down the stairs of the house, slowly. Elton is shaking, not only from fear, but with a fever that grips him. And Theo's eyes are bright. She's too on the verge of the malady that has attacked them all. Now they have reached the foot of the stairs. They stand for a moment, hesitant as they reach the parlor door.
Listen. Open the door.
You can see. The door is closed just as I left. He didn't come through this door.
He opened the door to his bedroom, didn't he? He's not here. Can see him standing there? Come on.
The corner of the room is like a lesson. He's lying there. I can see from here.
You gotta make sure. Go on. Move closer.
I can see him from here. You
gotta make sure.
All right. Look behind. You can see now. He's dead. He couldn't have been.
Yeah. Sure.
It's just a fever makes me think of dying.
Can't move from here.
Then
come after the money.
No,
Elton. I'm going upstairs and get the strong box and take it away from here. I'm getting out tonight.
No, Elton. Not before 6 in the morning. You can't do that.
I'm getting out tonight. What's wrong? What is it?
I thought.
Stop trembling and tell me.
Look, Elton. Did you see?
What?
His hand. I thought it moved.
Stop it. You can't scare me now. I'm going after the money.
It did move. It moved again just now when you said something about the money.
Heaven. He ain't dead. He ain't dead at all. I told you I saw him in the room after the money. I'm going after it, and I'm going to take it away where you'll never find it. I'm going to get it now.
Nothing, come back. Tell me you can't leave me alone in the house with him. Nothing.
Then the box the old miser kept his money in.
And the girl, too. Did you find her?
Yes. Found her this morning. But she wasn't in the house.
Where?
She must have run out the house when the fire started. She lighted out over the moonroof.
Is alive, then?
No. They found her dead, too. Doc Watford said she must have caught what her pa had. And the exposure during the night killed her.
Poor kid. She was the only one in the family good for anything. The old man, miser, slaved over all these years and helped him. He was a worthless cop. Well, sir, the whole fortune went up in smoke in one night. Nobody got the use of any of the old man's money. It just like it went to its grave with it.
Yep. Like as not, he would be glad of it. I never knew anybody to have such a fever for money as he had.
Poor kid. The little Theo. Mighty pretty, too. He never got anything out of life. Not a thing she ever wished for, Reggie. Doc Watford said they found a lion at the foot of the Old Pine Mountain. Funny thing. It just sort of picked out a nice place to fall and die. And her head was right up against an old wild rose bush that was in full bloom. And her face was very pretty.
Oh,
money to the grave with him. The fever for money to kill the soul of his son. Only Theo had a wish before she died. To cross the moors in the moonlight while the wind made music. And have a wreath of roses twined in the hair. Then the moon.
You have just listened to the 509th story by the Hermit, made possible through the courtesy of the Carter Coal Company, producer of Olga Coal, and your friend, the Olga dealer. This year, with the prices of many things rising, the brand of coal you buy is more important than ever. Coal isn't just coal. There are many different kinds and grades. Olga is one of the better grades, and is one of the smokeless coals. It has a higher heat content than ordinary coal, more heat-producing ingredients, and fewer ingredients which produce smoke. Therefore, it pays you to ask for Olga by name. Olga responds readily to the thermostatic controls now on the market again, which can help keep your home at a more even temperature. And for coal stokers, Olga stoker coal is specially sized and prepared. Because householders know there's no fuel quite like coal, and no coal quite like Olga, deliveries are still a bit behind the unprecedented demand. That is why it will not only pay you to ask for Olga coal by name, but to place your order well in advance with your friend, the Olga dealer. To locate him, look in the classified section of your telephone book under Olga, spelled O-L-G-A. He'll appreciate your cooperation in giving him extra time to make delivery, having your bin all ready, and being at home to accept delivery when it is made. If his delivery to you is delayed, it's because delivery to him has been late. But remember, Olga is worth waiting for, and so is the money that United States savings bonds or Canadian savings loans will bring you at maturity. That's why it will pay you to keep on buying and keeping them.
And the Hermit has more stories for you. Listen in again next week for my hounds howling. I'll tell you the story without end. I'll be back.
Places and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, and occurrences is purely accidental. This is Ron Gamble speaking.